This is CPR News, NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado election staff say they are ramping up their vigilance as a voter fraud investigation continues in Mesa County. 12 ballots were filled out and fraudulently submitted. It was discovered during the signature verification process, which matches the ballot signature with what's on file for the voter. Matt Crane heads the County Clerks Association.
We have clerks across the state revisiting all of their procedures and having a zero tolerance policy for any mistake.
Coloradans heard President Biden's apology Friday for the federal government's Native American boarding school system. Here's CPR's Elaine Tassie.
50 years that the federal government forcibly put tens of thousands of Native American children in boarding schools, a shameful blot on American history. His 30-minute apology had an impact on the executive director of the Denver Indian Center, Rick Waters, whose parents were forced into boarding schools.
I think it was a very strong statement and historical because it's never been done by anybody at that level.
Biden also asked for a moment of silence to honor the estimated 1,000 children who never made it home. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
McDonald's has stopped sourcing onions from a Colorado Springs facility. That follows the E. coli outbreak connected to the Quarter Pounder hamburger. McDonald's says that Taylor Farms is the likely source of contamination. The FDA says it's still investigating. More than 70 people around the country have gotten sick from the outbreak, and one Coloradan has died. It's 6 minutes after 8, and this is CPR News and KRCC.